News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's a Friday, therefore, we are talking to Dave Greenwood. He is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He oversees all the lifeguards and all of the things that they do to keep you and me and our neighbors and our vacationers here safe. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you. And yes, our lifeguards do an incredible job at protecting the beach out here.
Absolutely. What kind of conditions are we looking at this weekend?
Well, right now, as Bob Westwood has said, this is mill pond. The Gulf of Mexico right now is mill pond flat. It's you can see dolphins popping up out of the surface.
Oh, nice.
And it looks to be hot and warm. Looks to be hot and warm. You know, we expect more of the same to continue over the weekend.
Well, very good. We like that. So I know you didn't say it because you don't like to tell until you're actually judging the water condition, but sounds like green flags most likely, that vicinity?
Yeah, most likely.
Okay.
Yeah, most likely. You know, and remember, a green flag doesn't mean it's safe.
Right.
It just means the measure of risk is low of rip currents, low risk of rip currents. It doesn't mean it's safe. The water is never safe. I don't care how good of a swimmer you are. If somebody goes underwater for a certain period of time, they will die through hypoxia.
That's a great reminder that people should never, ever take it casually. I know we've had a lot of stories in the news this last week with all the bad things that happened over on Panama City Beach. And, you know, I know that's something that, you know, it's very hard to compare. Agency is very hard to compare. Even like our flag systems are a little bit different. But one of the things I think sometimes people don't realize is how much resource we have here, in addition to the law empowering you, in addition to having the, you know, the clear system of flags we have, you have a lot of resources that not every agency necessarily in the state of Florida has access to. Is that right?
Oh, we're very, very fortunate. You know, like I said, you talk about resources. We have 15 trucks that allow us to extend our reach well outside the lifeguarded area. You know, people patrolling, stopping, talking to people, making contacts. One of the things we do on a continuous basis when we have red flags is to stop and provide that information to the public that the water's closed, all swimming and waiting, and we explain to them why. So the guards are constantly being active and being proactive in efforts to prevent a tragedy from happening. And then we just have the ability to respond that much faster to a situation should it arise.
I mean, 50 trucks is an enormous number. I mean, the ability to project capability. 15 trucks. I didn't mean to say it wrong.
Yeah, not 50.
I was thinking of the guards, because you have about 50 guards, right?
Correct. And I lose some through attrition, which is normal. I got one individual. He reports to the Merchant Marine Academy in a few days. So we'll lose that individual. And I lost one individual at the beginning of June. Got a job in Hawaii as a lifeguard on Oahu. So
congratulations to them, but it's our loss, of course. But that's I only wanted to mention that because I think sometimes people don't really get how good we have it here, you know, and like the resources and the training and the recruiting and the hiring that have been put in. You know, 50 guards and 15 trucks. There are places in Florida that would, I mean, do anything to have that amount of resource to be able to keep their beaches safe. So we do it pretty well here. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thank you for doing what you do and, you know, keeping our beaches safe and for informing us every Friday, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you Blue Angel Friday.
You bet. Absolutely. Candy, now with traffic on the 5.